Good morning, Orville. Today is Monday, 11th of February, and right now it's partly cloudy on 25 degrees Celsius. And the weather forecast for today predicts partly cloudy in the morning, then overcast. Temperatures ranging from low of 25 to high of 28 degrees Celsius. It will be windy with winds from northeast at 20 to 30 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect partly cloudy in the evening, then overcast, again with winds from northeast at 15 to 25 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was 78 and it will drop on 65% by noon. Moon is still new and 1% of it is illuminated. Past weekend was again packed with events, from some excellent music to annual Auroville Marathon, and our team with help of many volunteers has covered many, so you will find them on our webpage to listen or download. But following is the short interview with Balaji, one of the organizers, on yesterday inspiring Auroville Marathon 2013, Run for the Joy of Running.
Hello.
Balaji, good morning.
Good morning.
Andrea from the Auroville Radio.
Hi, Andrea.
Can you give us some facts and figures about the event of yesterday, the 6th Auroville Marathon?
You mean the number of participants and other things?
Yeah, something like that. Whatever has happened during the event yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It's basically lots and lots of people. That, you know, we also lost the count of it after some time. And I think about 2,500 people turned out of the 3,000 registrations. And we had about 250 starting the full marathon.
Yeah.
Something like 1,200, I think, started the half, and about 1,000 started the 10K. I'm yet to see the results. I think once I see the results, I'll know how many people have actually finished. But overall, it turned out to be a very good event. Everybody enjoyed. The aid stations are very well stocked. And in fact, one of the runners mentioned that, you know, it's only the first few races where we see the aid stations remaining the same as it was when I started the run.
Mm.
You know, many places the aid stations get depleted and, you know, usually it presents an empty figure. But here it was. Everything was well stocked. The water was available all through the run, until the last runner finished. So basically, I think it turned out to be a very good event yesterday. The wonderful participation, excellent comradeship between the runners. They adjusted themselves well within the crowd, narrow roads of some of the narrow trails. And even the guy who finished was, who was almost the earliest finishers in the full marathon, Brian. He was quite excited. I mean, he came all the way from US for 2 weeks for some voluntary work, and he also wanted to do the run, and was very excited to finish, and he said this was fabulously well organized, and he really enjoyed. I mean, finishing under 3 hours in Auroville is incredible.
Mm.
That was something I didn't expect anyone to do it, because, you know, I thought it would be very crowded and people would find it very difficult, but he said it was very much smooth till the finish. So overall, they had a good time. Medically, we didn't have any casualties. Almost all runners finished very well. We all had a safe and enjoyable running experience. We're very happy to, and we look forward for the next year now.
Yeah, and there will be some information available in the marathon.auroville.com.
Yeah, very soon we'll update all the website with all the information, and also look forward for the blogs and other feedback from the runners, which we'll also try and put it up on our website in some format. So, yeah, we look forward more for the voice of people now, about their reaction and how they feel about the event.
Okay, okay. Thank you, Balaji, and I see you soon.
Yeah, thank you, Andrea.
See thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
And further, Losar Tashi Delik, Happy Tibetan New Year, Year of the Female Water Snake 2140. Because Monday, February 11th, 2013 marks the beginning of Tibetan New Year. Traditionally, Tibetan people celebrate the New Year for 15 days, starting with auspicious prayers, sending good wishes to all of their spiritual teachers, parents and friends. According to Tibetan tradition, the first day of the new year starts with the creation of all positive energies that carries us throughout the year. Tibetan Buddhists believe that Buddha Shakyamuni performed miracles during the 15 days of the Tibetan New Year, So now, during that time of year, Tibetans celebrate and commemorate the auspicious event with festivities such as the Grand Monlam Prayer Festival. Losar is traditionally a time for change, hope and renewal. Despite all the suffering and loss in Tibet during past year, the Losar wish of all of us who love Tibet is that the year of water snake will bring many concrete changes to the situation inside Tibet so that in the future Tibetans can live in peace and freedom. Past Saturday was on the rooftop of Aurobel Foundation, Bhavan, inauguration of 15 kilowatts grid-connected solar plant. And today at 4 p.m. at Natural Man Garden Cafe, we can listen to stories from Love Turns, read by the author Julie Masmiller. On Valentine's Day, Thursday 14, between 4 to 5 p.m., we are all invited, men and women, boys and girls, to join to 1 billion raising and dancing at Eucalyptus Grove between Solar Kitchen to Courage or Certitude. On Saturday, 16 February, and Sunday, 17th, at 8 p.m. at Kripa, will be Auroville Choir singing some sacred, contemporary, gospel, traditional and pop choral music. The choir will be accompanied by piano by Matt and conducted by Nuria. On Friday at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, Professor Edwin Zappe will offer to the community the fascination of words, what you will hardly ever hear in school, college, university or in international conference. It is for teachers and other human beings. From an intercultural, interreligious, interdisciplinary, interlinguistic point of view, in all humility. On Friday, between 10 a.m. to noon, at Conference Room in Town Hall, will occur a care awareness symposium conducted by Aurobindo Eye Hospital from Pondicherry as part of their 10th anniversary celebrations. They will cover many topics on different conditions and diseases related to the eyes and conclude with questions and answer session. Also on Friday, but in the afternoon between 3 to 5 p.m. at Multimedia Center in Town Hall, Unlimited Tamil Nadu will officially launch their project. That group of Aurovillians who want to tap into grassroots initiative across Tamil Nadu and help them manifest. 1 Billion Rising will continue with its activities More Culture Away on Saturday at Hibiscus Art Festival at Swedam, starting with 9:30 a.m. with Market, Arts and Crafts Exhibition. Between 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., they will conduct a workshop, experiment, collective improvisation with paintings, music, dance, and it's open to people to create together. In afternoon, there would be different activities, and after the workshop at 5:30 is a music concert with Anna and Rolf. Evening would be more dedicated to dances and performances, and at 8:30 at Strike Dance and Rise, we will dance again within 1 billion women's Strikes Dance and Rise. At 9:30 to midnight, Yemadas is offering ritual trance and dance, which is open dance for everybody. Sunday walks to farms and forests resumes with their first one, which will take place this Sunday at Pebble Garden in Aurobindavan. Pebble Garden is a highly eroded land regenerated into seed conservation garden and biodiverse forest. It was started in 1994 by Bernard and Deepika and was built up without external inputs, no soil or organic matter from outside, and no hired labor. That walk will happen between 9 a.m. to 11:30. Last year, during presentation about Bulgaria, Auroville received a taste of Bulgarian folk dancing, which was met with a lot of enthusiasm. So this year, a Bulgarian folk dance teacher has come to Auroville to offer a short intensive course in this exciting form of group dancing, done usually in a circle and with the sound of inaugurating Balkan rhythms. Participants in the course will have a chance, if they wish so, to demonstrate their new skills at an evening of Bulgarian culture to be held on 3rd of March at Unity Pavilion. The course will take place 3 times weekly at Sauchu Bar at Nivas on Mondays, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5 p.m. until the presentation on 3rd of March. Attendance is free and no previous experiences in dancing is necessary. Pichandikulam Forest proposes to start medicinal plant identification and medicine preparation classes. These classes will focus on identification of about 50 medicinal herbs in details and additional 50 herbs in brief, and the preparation about 30 simple home remedies and herbal food recipes. Duration of this course will be 1 year. And the classes will start on Wednesday, 13th of February, and they will continue every Wednesday between 10 a.m. to 12:30. They will be conducted by Dr. N. Loganatham and Mrs. Parvati. And Dr. Loganathan will be also available between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Wednesdays at Pichandi Kulam Forest for those who wish individual consultation on specific ailments. A contribution for those consultations would be 100 rupees, and medicines will be charged extra. Aurofilm, in collaboration with DFF, daily presents on Friday, Saturday and Sunday Panorama of Contemporary Indian Cinema at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, and International Zone. Films will be screened on each of those days, starting with first ones at 5 p.m. and second one at 7:45 p.m. So on Friday we will see Boundless, directed by Dinesh Mogge, and then at 7:45 The Script. On Saturday at 5 p.m. we can see Almost to the Blind Horse, and at 7:45 The Tortoise and Incarnation, directed by Girish Kasarwal. On Sunday at 5, you can see the famous ID, directed by Kamal, and at 7:45, The Temple, directed by Umesh Kulkarni. At Savitri Bhavan, today at 6:30 p.m., they will screen The Teaching of Flowers, the life and work of the mother of the Sri Aurobindo by Loretta. Le Pavilion de France presents for the second time tomorrow at Cinema Paradiso at 5 p.m., Dr. Bruce H. Lipton, who has written The Biology of Beliefs and Spontaneous Evolution, and is worldly authority in the relationship between science and spirit. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 7 p.m. we can see an Indian drama, Family, English, made in India 2012 by writer Guri Shinde. And tomorrow at 8 p.m. they will screen a famous German drama, Palermo Shooting, directed by Wim Wenders. And on Wednesday we can follow the documentary Jazz, Pure Pleasure, Part 2, from 1924 to 1939, and was made in USA in 2000 by director Ken Burns. Do not believe in anything simply because you have heard it. Do not believe in anything simply because it is spoken or rumored by many. Do not believe in anything simply because it is found written in your religious books. Do not believe in anything merely on the authority of your teachers and elders. Do not believe in traditions because they have been handed down from many generations. But after observation and analysis, when you find that anything agrees with reason and is conducive to the good and benefit of one and all, then accept it and live up to it. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.